Well, it's in the middle of afternoon, I'd call it.
If, well, what are your daily chores? In the afternoon you do things?
Well, I'll tell you what our daily life is on there. I get up early, you know, tend to warm the stock, warm feet on the stock. And then when I, before I know if it wasn't for this blood. Then I'd go out and farm. Right, till, and then in the evening come in chore again. Have about a certain time, Alfred, or Howard, Robert.
Now when would you feed your stock?
Well, when I'm not too busy, I start in, well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you the reason I start in early is all the time my condition. When you're done before dark, you know. Because you know, this thing kind of bothers me, you know. I just started about 5, and you know, and I want so dark because I want to be done with things.
That's 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And now these guys that run these Grady barns, I asked this fella here that's got these cows, when he started milking, he said, she told me she starts 4 o'clock and then in 7 when she gets done.
Mercy.
Yeah, milks till 7.
Well, those are long hours.
Oh, yeah. She's milking 36 cows.
Good heavens. By hand or electrically?
No, they've got an outfit, but she has to see it's done, you know.
Yeah, then it has to hook it up and then...
Yeah, and then put in something to dry them out and put in some more and feed them.
Oh, this morning when the sky just began to get light, what time of day would you say that was?
Well, it's not under about 26 anymore. See, I'm... If this blood up so much, I keep there in June, Robert, at 4 o'clock that sun's coming up. Now, it's 6 o'clock or better before that sun comes up. See, I'm up all the time, I'm watching. I know when it goes down and everything. See, it's going down about 5 minutes before 7 anymore.
Then did about 20 till 6 this morning, the sun did what?
Well, before the sun come up, it's 6 or better. Begin to get like out, begin to get light feed. But the time the sun gets up, Robert, it's 6 o'clock or better right now.
What time of day would you say that is when the sun is just coming up?
In the morning, you mean? Well, I'd say about 5 after 6.
Would you call it anything special? You wouldn't call it noon.
Well, it was in the morning. Sunrise in the morning.
Sunrise. And what comes before sunrise?
Daybreak.
Daybreak and then sunrise.
Yeah, and then, yeah, daybreak and sunrise.
And then in the evening when the sun is just disappearing, that's...
That's sunset.
What comes after that?
Dark.
If we were going to tell time, we were going to go back to last Sunday and talk about something that happened the Sunday...
Before that?
Yeah. That would be when?
Well, 2 weeks ago Sunday. It'd be 2 weeks ago this Sunday. Just like Jack come up two weeks ago last Thursday and took me down to the doctor. You know, that's where I worry.
If we're going to talk about something in the future, we're going to go to next Sunday, and then beyond that, that would be when?
Well, we'd say about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago since Sunday. It happened 2 or 3 weeks ago before this last Sunday.
What if it hasn't happened yet? We're going to talk about something in the future.
Yeah.
That would be next Sunday, and the one beyond that would be...
Well, we look forward to it. It'll take place, it's going to happen about 2 weeks from Sunday, we could say. It's like a wedding or something. Well, it's going to, next, 2 Sundays, while they're going to have a wedding.
Oh, let's see. When a man retires from a job, we give him a dinner and give him a little token. If he retires from the bank, for example, what would they give him?
Well, I won't take him a pension or anything.
Yeah, well, would they give him a bracelet or a, not a bracelet, a watch or?